welcome to this episode of FutureWise. I'm your host, Keertana Tiwari, and I'm with Moneycontrol's M. Saraswati to talk about the education sector and what it expects from the upcoming budget. Hi, Saraswati. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Keertana.
Saraswati, what are the major expectations that the education sector has for this year's budget?
So this year, primarily, you know, considering that everything has moved online and, you know, online learning has been the new normal amidst the coronavirus outbreak, the entire sector is expecting an increase in the overall allocation for the education sector. So last year, you know, about 99,311 crore was allocated, and there was just a 5% increase in the allocation, which was much lower than you know, what the industry had expected. So this year, they are hoping that on the 99,311 crore, there is at least a 10 to 15% increase in the allocation. So within the allocation areas, what industry wants is to have higher allocation for digital-led learning modules and to also help improve the digital learning infrastructure among, you know, institutions. So they're expecting that there should be some sort of a fund that is set up by the government, wherein private sector participants as well as the government puts in some contribution. And for high-end digital learning solutions, this can be used. The funds can be used to ensure that you know, students have no problem with access to education. Because this year we saw, you know, even with online learning, not a lot of students were able to access the courses because they neither had a smartphone nor they had a laptop. So then they missed out on all the academic lessons. And especially students who will be giving the class 10th and 12th board exams this year will find it very difficult to just learn online. Another, you know, expectation is that there should be more government-funded, you know, education programs that have linkages with the industry. Now, we know that, you know, employability is still a major issue. Students graduate from IITs and IIMs and other, you know, top market institutions and still end up without a job in the market. And the third major area is, you know, implement the NEP, which is the National Education Policy, where, you know, all the implementation modules with respect to, you know, changes in the curriculum, the board examinations and other things. There will be a separate section we are hoping that will be dedicated to NEP implementation and the timelines. And a sufficient part of the budget, of course, will also have to be allocated for NEP and setting up institutions and merger of AICT and UGC, among others.
Right. Going back to the point about digital learning, will there be a higher allocation for that? Because we, especially in the last year, we saw that government schools were the most affected when it came to e-learning and, you know, moving their learning online.
Yeah. You know, that's a very fair point. You know, government schools had to experiment with a lot of things. You know, they had to tie up with the local radio stations to have community radio programs for education. There were, you know, the gram panchayats were being used where, you know, the teachers were using loudspeakers to teach lessons, or a common playground in the village was being used where, you know, education was being disseminated because students didn't have laptops and mobile phones. So this is one area, especially the government schools and, you know, smaller unaided institutions in the rural and semi-urban areas, where some thrust could be given. Because last year, you know, close to 39,000 crore was allocated for the National Education Mission, under which, you know, e-learning and digital education is one important aspect. So we are expecting a 5 to 6% increase in this allocation to, you know, help aid students who want to, you know, get access to the education but cannot. Another, you know, area where we could see some movement on the digital front is, though it's not technically education, the whole midday meal system. Now everything, you know, happens manually, and during the time when students were studying from home, there were complaints of students not receiving their midday meals on time, because that is, whether we like it or not, that is also an important incentive by a lot of parents in, you know, rural areas and among poorer families send their child to school. Now, on the midday meal system as well, we are hearing that there will be some allocation given so that the whole process is digitized, so that no child who is eligible for the midday scheme, the midday meal scheme, loses out. So the meals could either be, you know, distributed at a common community center, or parents can come and collect it from the schools.
Right. And pertaining to the national education policy, will we see any specific announcements about that?
So as far as the national education policy is concerned, there will be a separate allocation and separate subsection of the national education policy under school education as well as higher education. Now, right now, if you look at the education sector outlay, the government demarcates into schools and, you know, higher education colleges, universities. So for each of the two segments, a separate allocation of probably 50 to 100 crore could be given in the first phase for the NEP or the National Education Plan. So under this, you know, teacher training, expanding the office infrastructure, more emphasis on digital education, as well as, you know, changes in the curriculum to get in more vocational training. These will be some of the changes that we could expect. And also the whole, you know, the industry academia partnerships that we have talked about. So there also a separate fund could be set up as part of the NEP proposal, so that, you know, in, as part of even during the school education time from the 6th to 7th standard, students can go into the nearby factories or, you know, nearby artisans or craftsmen and study the local crafts, so that this gives them more on the job and practical training. So for a lot of these initiatives, reforming the whole curriculum, because we are talking about holistic report cards. We are talking about, you know, changes wherein the class 10th and class 12th board examinations will not be given as much emphasis. And there would be, you know, regular such assessments at, say, from the 4th standard to the 8th standard to the 10th standard. So for the entire, you know, revamp of the system, especially the school education bit, the first focus will be on that. So under the NEP, we're expecting a higher outlay for implementation of NEP in the schools. And the second phase, we could see an outlay for the higher education sector.
Okay. For the last year's budget, we also spoke about the setting up of new IITs and IIMs. Can you talk a little bit about that, and there would be any improvement on that end?
So right now, as far as IITs are concerned, we have 23 IITs. Now, a few of them are operating from their temporary campuses and from, you know, smaller community centers. So what we're hearing is that the first, there will be an increase in the allocation for the IITs, which was at around 39,400 crores. So for the higher education bit, under the IIT section, about 7,300 crore had been allocated. This is primarily for, you know, development of real estate for these institutes. So on the real estate bit, there could be another 20 to 30 crore addition, so that the IITs get to expand their campuses. So when you talk about, you know, the allocation, the primary reason is because of the NEP implementation that we spoke about before. So the idea is that IITs, which are primarily considered as engineering institutes, will be expanding into multidisciplinary institutes, which will offer, you know, programs in science, in humanities, in literary arts, in history, in commerce, and other things. So for that, you know, the government will have to be providing funds to these, because they are funded institutions. So we will, we could see about 20 to 30 crore increase for IITs. Now, when it comes to the IIMs, you know, there has not been too much increase in the allocations for the IIMs. We only have, you know, 476 crore that was given in the budget estimate, the last budget, that is budget 2020. So we are hoping that there is an increase by at least 40, 50 crore in the budget for this, because again, as IITs, IIMs are also looking for permanent campuses, especially the newer ones. Among, you know, we had seen a few weeks back, IIM Sambalpur from Odisha got its permanent campus, which was after a long wait. So a few other IIMs are also in waiting. So we are hoping that the increase in allocation will help them get their permanent campuses into place.
Right. And finally, when we are talking about the employment related courses, what is expected there? And also, how will it translate into more jobs?
So unfortunately, last year, because of the pandemic and the lockdown from March to up to, you know, July, August, and after which there was the unlock phase. All the announcements made in the budget last year could not be fully implemented. So there was the National Forensic Science University, the National Police University, that would, you know, look into forensics and cyber forensics. That is still underway. And also, the government was looking to have medical education colleges attached to every district hospital that will be on a PPP mode. That policy also hasn't been implemented. So we're hoping that some allocation is announced in this budget for that. On the other hand, when we talk about the government-led skilling schemes, we are seeing a very high dropout rate, and numbers haven't been very encouraging. So on, you know, if separate universities are set up, for instance, for niche areas like data analytics or cyber forensics or for crime related issues or AI, which is one of the emerging areas that we have seen in India. If the students, graduate out of these institutes, since there is a demand for these jobs in the market, they will be easily able to get good placements. And that could also help, improve the unemployment situation here, which has, of course, seen far worse days last year because of the whole job cut and COVID-led fears. So there could also be a lot of these bridge courses where the government will work with, ministries like the Skill Development Ministry, like the Ministry of Health, wherein the industry academia partnerships will take place, wherein the government will suggest some emerging areas of growth, and the institutes can set up these courses, and students who pass out of these courses can directly find placements with the companies of their choice. So say someone who's trained in API or in vaccine research could get employed with a pharma company. And this also helps. So these courses would typically be smaller batch size so that, these companies also have ready-made skilled talent, and these students also get value for their money.
Right. Thank you so much, Saraswati, for all these details.
Thank you, Kirtan.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of FutureWise. If you have any other queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.